How much would you pay for a Melbourne Cup? How much would you pay for a legend trainer's Melbourne Cup? I speak of George Hanlon.
Oh, gee, that's a good question. I reckon, oh, gee, I'm probably going to be miles off here. I'm still scarred by my Winx Pierrot filly call. Maybe 50,000?
50,000, okay. You could purchase either the 1972 Piping Lane Cup, the 1978 Arwon Cup, or the Black Knight Cup, which were all won by George Hanlon trained horses, obviously. We've also got the Caulfield Cup, 2000 Diatribe, which is going up for auction. Sydney Cup, Mr. Prudent, the Werribee Cup in 1969, Adelaide Cup as well, and the Geelong Cup in 1997, won by Oregon Star. And they are all going to auction next week. And Aaron Thompson is the man that will be selling them at the Burns & Co. auctions in the next couple of days. And it's not often we get to see such revered racing memorabilia open to a public auction. And Aaron joins us just to give us a little insight as to how much they could be worth. Morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How many Melbourne Cups, Caulfield Cups, have gone through the auction houses in the past?
It's a good question. This is the first time we've had these sort of cups up for auction at Burns & Co. So I don't really know the answer to that, but having a look around, they seem to be quite rare. So it's a big opportunity for the punters out there if they want to get their hands on a trainer's Melbourne Cup.
So I assume this is the Hanlon family that is putting these huge pieces of Australian racing history through the auction house?
It's actually a private collector's collection.
Okay.
The history behind that, I'm not actually sure where that was attained and for how long, but it's a private collector.
How do you value something like the Melbourne Cups?
Another very good question. Again, given we haven't done it before, we've sort of been reaching out to a number of different areas. And to be honest, we're not sure where this will go. If you search around on the internet, there's a number of prices, obviously, for owners Melbourne Cups around, but I haven't seen a lot of the trainers one, so it's a very rare offering.
Absolutely. Has there been a lot of interest?
We have. We've been getting a lot of people reaching out and wanting more information. All the information is now online at our website at burnsandcoauctions.com.au. The full catalogue is up there, so encourage people to jump on and have a look. It's a very wide collection of memorabilia and trophies available.
And I believe you've also got up for auction some of the race plates that were worn by Arwon and Black Knight when they won their Melbourne Cups.
There's actually the trainers get a silver plate that sort of, I guess visually it looks a little bit like the Cox plate.
Oh, okay.
So rather than the trainers' plate, but there is a number of different things. So there's a horseshoe worn by Arwon, which is mounted onto a plaque. So there's a lot of really interesting racing memorabilia available.
Got a couple of questions from our listeners. Do you know what the gold or silver content of those cup trophies are?
Though the particular cups, I'm not certain. Again, all that information that we do have is online. I know there's a couple of cups that do have 9-carat gold in them. Particularly which ones they are, I don't have that to hand. I'm sorry.
Are you able to give us a ballpark as to what type of figures there would be for those who are wishing to bid? And can you bid online as well as in person?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can bid on online. You can register. That's all open now. I think the bidding on the Melbourne Cups currently is around about $2,500 for each of the three of them. But we would expect that will jump up closer to the auction time. You can bid in person at 4 Market Drive Bayswater, which is our offices. As you say, online, or if you are going to be way late on the night, you can do phone or absentee bidding as well.
And when? What date night is the auction again?
Yes, that's next Wednesday the 24th of April, and it's starting at 6:30 p.m. But you can, as I said, jump online, put your bids in before then as well.
Excellent. We'll catch up with you next Thursday to see what these items of Australian racing history actually sold for. So I appreciate your time, Aaron.
No problem. Thanks for having me.